W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH, the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Yep. We are live from the Darling New Media Studios. Well, we're recording it live. It would be weird if we were dead and recording it.
That would be no fun.
Weird. The Darling New Media Studios on Howe Avenue in Sacramento, California. The studio, one studio is mostly done. The audio may sound a little echoey. We will have that fixed next week.
Fixed super quick, brah.
Yeah. So we are, the walls are still bare, but painted. But we will be getting all of that accoutrement fixed up so that it'll sound tight, bright, and out of sight.
Tight.
Metal. Studio looks amazing.
Thank you, sir. The gray paint beats the orange that was in this room before.
Oh, yeah.
Or shizzle.
By a great deal. Coming up on the show today, well, we passed the 4th of July, so thank God. Assuming everyone made it through that 4th of July with Trump.
Oh, man.
Like brand new Sherman tanks, which they haven't made in 50 years.
What's scary about it more than anything else is that it feels like it could be a coup.
Yeah, he's holding a coup on himself is what's happening.
Oh, man.
So, very, very strange. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about the power of poop.
Damn, son.
And Cardi B is pissed.
When isn't she?
Yeah, but this time I think she's probably a little justified.
Okay.
I mean, she claps back on you.
She give a fuck.
She'll clap back.
IDGAF.
She'll clap back in multiple languages, too.
She will,
which is pretty cool. So, all right, as we do, this is a show episode number 700. So I mean, we should be doing something momentous, but we're not.
We joining the 700 club?
No. Yes.
No, we're not.
I don't have a bucket of Bibles. I don't.
Come on, man.
Different club. Yeah, that is.
Is it
700 club was that Pat? That's Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson.
Yeah. Different one. Pat Robertson's still around being
awful.
The devil.
Hold on. let me see if I can quickly.
He's still being the devil.
Watch. Let me see if I can find if anything's going on with Pat Robertson here on rightwingwatch.org. If you really want to know what's going on with the right wing. Folk, go ahead and hit up rightwingwatch.org and they run through everything. Let's see. I'm not seeing Pat must be relaxed lately because I'm not seeing a whole lot in here from him. I'm seeing nothing recently. So I mean maybe people are just out crazying him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like maybe there's so many other people doing crazy shit that he's on the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I mean of the people, he's just kind of old and tired about stuff. Yeah, I'm not. I know this is no. That's not. That's from Jim Baker's BS thing.
Yeah, fuck Jim Baker.
Okay. Nope. Nothing from Pat. Pat's been quiet lately. The right is declaring a Nike boycott. We talked about the story last episode.
Yay.
So they're boycotting again. Nike again.
Again.
Because, I mean, Colin Kaepernick has been with Nike ever since. I mean, did you go back? What's going on? Were you just not committed to your boycott?
No.
The only thing they can commit to is being racist.
Oh, that's not all right wingers are racist, Jason.
They have to prove to me they're not.
I mean,
right? Is that the right stance to take?
Pretty much it. Yeah.
I will take the not all of them are racist.
There's some good ones out there.
One of the good ones.
There's some good ones out there.
Okay. Hold on.
July 3rd.
July 3rd, 150. Okay. Television. That's just a profile of Pat Robertson.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Let's see.
Oh, gays. Gays deliberately spread HIV. Okay. Special rings.
Oh, hold on.
I had no idea. This is Mary who says, my Sunday school class was asked to give transportation for a man from a nursing home to Sunday services because, quote, his elderly father could not drive anymore. I drove him 20 plus times over several months. I found out 2 weeks ago he's dying of AIDS. I think those driving him should have been told his diagnosis in a private way. A few people in church knew. I did not. I feel deceived. What if we had had an accident? Did someone have a moral obligation to tell the drivers the truth? I haven't been back to church since I found out. I'm going somewhere else until I sort this out.
You know, I must confess, I don't know all the ramifications of infection with AIDS. I used to think it was transmitted by saliva and other things. Now they say it may be sexual contact. So what you want to say if you're driving an elderly man who's got AIDS, don't have sex with him. But
what? He said something that we agree with.
If you're driving an elderly man with AIDS, don't have sex with him.
That's just good all around advice.
I agree with Pat Robertson on this point.
A little too simplistic. I don't necessarily think you didn't get AIDS. So unless there's a cut or some bodily fluid transmission, mm-hmm. I think you're not going to catch it, but it's a horrible thing. And I don't know what to say. There are laws now. I think the homosexual community has put these draconian laws on the books that prohibit people from discussing this particular affliction.
Like HIPAA? It's called HIPAA. Yeah. You can't discuss it.
Anything.
Right.
About your health.
Yeah, any health issue.
And what did you driving him have anything to do with?
What if there'd been an accident, Kareem?
What if they had an accident, their seatbelts broke, or they were on the side and he was bleeding all on her and she was drinking it? What if they were upside down and he was bleeding all over her and it got into her vagina, okay?
Oh,
or
no.
Up her nose or in her eyes. Ooh. I mean, she's seen zombie movies before, Kareem, all right? You just have a drop of blood in your eye and you are infected.
She watched a porn movie and she was like, ooh, I wanted to suck a dick, but I didn't because...
Yeah, she thought she was on a movie set.
I was driving an old man and I don't know what could have happened.
We just pulled over and I put his dick in his mouth.
No.
Can you... Honey, thank you for driving me to my appointments. I have one more favor to ask you.
Hell, I'm going to hell.
Only if you don't suck my dick and put it in your vagina. Because that's the godly thing to do for a dying old man.
Hey!
Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, it's a crazy
world. If you let
me
stick it in your ass, you can stay a virgin.
Hey! He's just trying to give her AIDS, Kareem, all right? It doesn't matter. Just
fuck yourself.
Yeah.
He would cut her and spit in it. That's a good idea. Oh,
it's craziness. Meanwhile, you know, we were talking about Justin Bieber calling out Tom Cruise wanting to fight him.
Yeah.
Well, Steve-O has decided to step into the fray.
I'm sick of being overlooked for my potential as a cage fighter.
Oh.
All right. And with Justin Bieber trying to pick a fight with Tom Cruise, yep. I really don't think Tom Cruise is up for it.
You got to get Dana White to make the match happen.
I already did, man. As soon as I found out,
you hit him up.
I got in the van. I went out to Las Vegas. I had a little chat with Dana White, and he agreed that if Tom Cruise doesn't step up and someone needs to fill the cage with Justin Bieber, that I'm the guy.
Now, is that Steve O or the old guy with AIDS in the back of the bus? What has happened to Steve O's voice? What has happened to Steve O's voice?
I don't know.
It's the way he sounds, man. It's the way he always kind of sounded.
Oh, really?
We shook on it, me and Dana White.
So you think you could take Bieber?
I don't know, but I know that I can take a beating.
Right.
I know that I can take a beating and not back down, not quit, keep fighting through. If he were to get me in a choke, I wouldn't tap.
Oh, really?
I would go to sleep.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. he will do anything to attempt to stay relevant. Steve-O.
He's trying, man.
I think he would actually let him put him to sleep.
Well, to be fair, if you're at LAX and someone from TMZ comes up to you and you have any level of fame or notoriety, I can't blame you for wanting to answer their stupid questions.
Especially he's fucking with them. You know what I mean? Like I got in the car, I went and saw Dana White. You know, he's because he does stand up now, right? Or I mean, what
A lot of people do stand up.
Yeah, he tours.
Excuse me. He's 45 now. Steve-O is 45. So that'll make you feel old.
Kind of. Yeah. But then I was looking at his teeth, man. And I know
they're new. His teeth are not 45.
Yeah.
No. About 45 days old.
They look like the 88s. Yeah. Talking piano keys.
Yeah. It's funny. It took me so many years to realize that my uncle had fake teeth. I had no idea. Like, then I just realized, like, he has such a perfect, like, smile.
Oh, my God. That makes sense now.
If you go to jail for meth, they'll give you some new ones.
Ooh. Did not know that. If you don't have dental insurance, you can go to jail for meth.
Yes.
Solve your problem all at once. Teeth. It's a good time. Before we move on to this stuff, and I know Jason doesn't care because he doesn't care about anything important. All Elite Wrestling held their second event this past weekend, last Saturday, called Fighter Fest.
Was it dope?
It was pretty dope. Fighter Fest, and it was associated with a gaming convention, so you might actually care about it. And Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks came out dressed as Street Fighter characters and did some Street Fighter stuff. It was very, very cool. There was a little bit of controversy because Cody Rhodes took an unprotected chair shot to the head, which they do not do in wrestling anymore. Apparently, and it's not really sure exactly what happened. The Young Bucks claim that the chair was gimmicked. But something went wrong.
Oh no!
But he took a full on, doesn't have a concussion.
Wow.
But he took a full-on chair shot to the head and somehow ended up with a gash in the back of his head that required 12 staples to close.
Somehow.
12 staples. Because the chair hit him in the front of the head. Now, I'm guessing when he went down, his head hit the mat, and I don't know. 12 staples. So he bled a lot.
That's their thing,
but
for
that's
sure.
That's a Rhodes thing to do, is to bleed.
So I don't know exactly what happened with it, but they had a doctor on site, of course, and everything's okay. And Cody Rhodes is one of the people in charge of All Elite Wrestling. So it's not like somebody up above said, "Hey, Cody, I need you to do this." He's one of the ones calling the shots.
I no doubt then believe that he probably cut himself.
A very Rhodes thing to do.
That's their thing, right?
But on the back of the head like that, it's really weird. I suppose it's possible that when he hit the mat, because he had just finished a really, really long match with, they did a time limit draw with someone named Darby Allin.
What?
They do time limit draws. They would do time limits at All Elite Wrestling.
I have not seen one of those in forever.
Right. If you want to watch it, Kareem, it's on Bleacher. If you get the Bleacher Report Live app, it's on there.
Okay.
And it's free. Double or Nothing was a $50 pay-per-view. This one was free. Their next event is in about a week, and it is a benefit for victims of gun violence in Jacksonville.
What? Awesome. That's great.
So, and then they will be on TNT starting in October.
Cool.
Every week.
So yeah, they'll be bleeding every week.
No. They've already said, that's not what's going to be on regular weekly TV.
So far it's happened twice in a row.
Yeah, but they're both pay-per-views.
Oh yeah.
So it's a little bit different. Those are like the once a month sort of situation.
We're going to bleed, but only when you pay for it.
For special events, special times. Did you hear something, Jason?
I heard somebody.
Yeah.
I heard somebody outside.
Yeah. There's a courtyard right outside the window. I don't know what the air conditioning guy is doing. Oh, it's a cleaning crew is here. They come in and empty the trash and stuff. I haven't been here when they've done that before, but that's who it is.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
And knowing
is half the battle.
And knowledge is power. So yeah, All Elite Wrestling, interesting. And then they had at the end, they had the unsanctioned match. So
who's in that one?
They announced that the event was over, except now there was an unsanctioned match. It was John Moxley who was Dean Ambrose in WWE.
Okay.
Against Joey Janela. And when Dean Ambrose wrestled as John Moxley before, he was known for his death matches, which involve crazy shit and a lot of damage. Since he went to WWE, Joey Janela has stepped in and he gets that recognition. So one of the things in this match was John Moxley pulled a folding chair out from under the ring. The folding chair was wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh, man.
Folding chair wrapped in barbed wire. There were two different pieces of plywood that had barbed wire on them. There was a giant bucket of thumbtacks in the match. Again, Bleacher Report Live, and it's free, Fighter Fest.
Oh, I have to check
that. If you're squeamish, you might want to turn away during the thumbtack segment.
Wow.
Yeah.
So unsanctioned means it's just like it's
they're like, look, we don't have anything to do with these two. These two dudes are doing it on their own.
This is what they wanted to do.
Nothing to do with All Elite Wrestling. We're not sanctioning this match.
Wow.
So technically it doesn't count.
That's awesome, right?
It was crazy. Now, my wife does not appreciate chair shots to the head or death matches.
What?
Yeah. She's like, well, kids are watching. So okay.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't be. In the crowd, some dude had like his daughter who looked like she was about three. And I'm like, why are you bringing a three-year-old to a John Moxley match? That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So, yeah, that's, and meanwhile, WWE, they had a big tumult this past week and they put Paul Heyman in charge of Raw and Eric Bischoff in charge of SmackDown.
Bischoff still around?
Mm-hmm. He's been doing a podcast called 83 Weeks. And he was just hired by WWE and he is going to be in charge of SmackDown. Well, it's called SmackDown Live now. And when it moves to Fox in the fall, it's just going to be called SmackDown. And
SmackDown.
Moving it to Fridays. So they've got new people running that. And Raw did look a little different this week. I haven't seen SmackDown. It's on right now. As we're recording this, it's on. So I have not seen it. But a little bit different look to things. And so wrestling is getting competitive. Pro wrestling.
Well, when it was competitive.
Right. So it's if you haven't peeked in on any of them in a while, it might be time to peek back in. Meantime, Cardi B was not happy with Univision. Her dad was coming in to meet her and they stopped her dad on the street to ask him some questions. And then Cardi B came out and told him off. That was just a random dude walking down the street.
My dad don't walk around with security, and you don't know people that's gonna harm my dad. Don't come to me with cameras without me knowing. That's disrespectful. I'm with my child.
La calle es libre, mi amor. La calle es libre. Baja la voz. Baja la voz. ¿Cuál es el problema?
So does Cardi B have a point?
Yes. Because.
Yeah, and the climate we're in right now.
Yeah. And not just there, but she lives in New York. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She's in a situation where, you know, motherfuckers get kidnapped and ransomed.
It's a valid thing. For real. But I mean, you're on the sidewalk. You can ask somebody walking by on the sidewalk, hey, can we talk to you?
Yeah.
So the press has a right to be there on a public sidewalk and they have a right to go, hey, do you want to talk to us? And just like you have a right to say, no, I don't.
Yeah. But then him not being in the business, then he probably doesn't really understand that part of it.
I'm pretty sure if he doesn't understand that you can just tell people no.
No. I'm saying the reason why she doesn't want him to.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Kareem's getting a little sun in his eyes.
Yes.
A little sun through the window. we're figuring out all the bumps in the road here in the studio. So, Cardi, I like that she came out and was like, hey, don't do this. And I like the fact that she just got into a little bit of a tussle with a dude walking down the street.
Yeah. Because a lot of them, they were like, okay, I'll give you time. Just don't put this part of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I can't imagine what the story was that it was that important that they were staked out at Cardi B's.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different things happening with her right now. There's the thing that she was just indicted for. She's had some indictments like thrown at her. And then, she's been making a lot of political statements also, recently.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jason. And I'm really upset that you don't understand that there's a difference between the two.
No, there is. I know that. No, but that's the thing. Those are the two.
Either way, I think it's kind of cool that she stepped up.
But yeah, forget about it.
Meantime, Ozzy Osbourne has now banned Donald Trump from using his music, and he has a suggestion for him. So he's done with Trump or any other politician for that matter using his music without his approval. Trump tweeted last week that the strange fake video that imagined him crashing the stage at the 2020 Democratic debates was set to the sound of Ozzy's 1980 hit Crazy Train. I'll play it so you guys can see what it looks like if you've missed it.
50 miles from Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a school shooting.
So it's the video from the debate, and then it goes to black, and then Crazy Train plays. And yeah, it's the point in the debate where they're having the audio issue, and then they edit in Donald Trump walking in. So, yeah, he tweeted that. Ozzy's wife Sharon hit back at the unauthorized use of the song in what amounts to a Trump-Pence political ad with a statement on behalf of her husband. It read, "We are sending notice to the Trump campaign or any other campaign that they are forbidden from using any of Ozzy Osbourne's music in political ads or any political campaigns. Ozzy's music cannot be used for any means without approvals." Osbourne also proposed that Trump reach out to musicians who support him to obtain permission to use their music instead. He suggested Kanye West's Gold Digger, Kid Rock's I Am the Bull God, and Ted Nugent's Stranglehold as suitable replacements.
That's pretty funny. Good choices too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Sharon not having it. Sharon! Sharon! They're doing it.
His mouth is always perfect for like some like small dick, like Putin's maybe. Like his mouth, like he's always has that like O shape, like he's getting ready to blow somebody. Trump.
Oh, okay. Jason's wishful thinking.
You're looking at a picture of him next to Sharon Osbourne a few minutes ago, and he had his mouth like in like a perfect Putin blowjob.
Are you insinuating that Putin has a small dick?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, real weird random question. Have you ever put on a condom that's too small for you?
Yes.
I don't usually buy condoms.
Yeah!
Rod dog you bitches! No.
Okay.
I've never put one on and it was too small.
Because it sucks. So... But that's right. My hog is enormous.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen it.
It's fine. It's fine. But what? So, okay. I was at Solano County in one of the bathrooms in one of the public buildings, and they had condoms. And every now and then, you wear a condom for easy cleanup.
Yeah. Okay.
For easy cleanup. Yeah. With the wife's down for a quickie, but she wants the easy cleanup.
Okay. All right. All
so
right.
So that's the reason for the comment. So I grabbed one and it said iron grip.
Oh yeah.
It said iron grip.
Yeah. It's just going to be tight as fuck, dude.
I don't know.
Why is it called iron grip?
It's called that.
Tight as fuck. It's going to feel like that shit's grabbing your fucking dick.
It's apparently for men with tiny dicks. Wow. Like I literally got it halfway over the head. I'm like, no nope.
Mushroom tip.
I was like, absolutely not on this one. Threw that shit to the side and grabbed a different one.
Let's try a new one, baby. This one's called Iron Grip. I don't want anything named Iron Grip near my dick.
Well, you say that. You say that, but you might find it. You might find it oddly satisfying.
Nope, I masturbate a lot, and I can testify that I do not want an iron grip.
Iron grip,
because you know sometimes you try things new.
Here's what it tells me. Here's what it tells me. There's a lot of dudes in Solano County with tiny wangs.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
That happens. Why do you think they're at the child services area in the first place?
Well, it's just a public building.
Only men with small penises hang out in public buildings. I'm just kidding.
It was very interesting. I've never had that. I've had some that were like, oh, this is pretty snug, but never one where I'm like, nope. Throw this to the side.
Yeah.
But I'm not bragging.
Sounds like this is definitely a hashtag humble brag.
I'm not bragging, but the iron grip was too small to fit on.
Even over the head.
Yeah, it was too much. Too much.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a chode or do you have like a lengthy one? Is it just like really thick, like a tuna can? or is it like a semi-large cucumber? not a dill pickle, you know, but like, you know, like a giant pickle, you know.
It's like one of those old country store pickle barrels.
One of those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, without the bumps.
When you say
pickle, you assume bumps on it.
No, I always pick the smooth ones, bro. So I know what you fucking with.
You're more into the zucchini is what you're saying?
I'm into the parsnips, bro.
Stuff in the zucchini. Yeah. It's
yeah, brah.
Yeah. All right.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right. That was an awkward transition. I'm sorry. A Florida woman broke into her ex-girlfriend's home at 3 a.m. and assaulted the sleeping victim with a lava lamp. At least that's what cops are alleging. Investigators say that Chanel Hall, who's 29, earlier in June forced entry through the front locked door of the victim's Tampa area residence. A lot of shit going down in Tampa. Hall then went upstairs to the bedroom where 26-year-old victim was asleep. Now, according to the criminal complaint, Hall hit her ex in the forehead with a lava lamp. Now, the blow opened a gash on the woman's forehead that required several stitches to close. She then had a match with Cody Rhodes. Hall was booked on a felony burglary with aggravated battery or assault count. She was also charged with criminal mischief. She was released from the Pasco County Jail after posting $650 bond ordered by a judge to have no contact with the victim or lava lamps. And the court notes that the victim and defendant were involved in a sexual relationship for approximately 10 months.
Well, at least it was that kind of assault and not the kind that came to my mind.
Also in Florida, headline from military.com, Air Force jet hits bird, drops three dummy bombs over Florida.
That ain't good.
Oh, no. The Air Force says it's investigating after a fighter jet struck a bird and then dropped three dummy bombs used for training over northern Florida.
I mean, that makes sense.
Should a military jet be that sensitive that a bird causes it to lose its explosive payload? I say no.
I say no.
Moody Air Force Base in central Georgia said in a news release that there were no immediate reports of injuries or damage after the 25-pound non-explosive training munitions were dropped on a Monday afternoon. The base said a bird strike had caused the inadvertent release of three dummy bombs. Now, my guess is that the bird came, the pilot went, "Oh shit, a bird!" And he hit the button.
Yeah.
I don't think the plane just automatically dropped them. The Air Force is saying they don't know where the bombs landed, but the suspected area was about 54 miles south of the base, which is near Suwannee Springs in northern Florida. The Air Force said the dummy bombs, though inert, do contain a small pyrotechnic charge and should not be handled.
Yeah, the bird probably hit the damn, hit the window and scared the shit out of him. And hit the button.
Yeah. So that's it for Florida Corner. Want to thank everybody who's been shopping that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. We do appreciate it. It helps support the show and does not cost you anything extra. Also, that Shop Target tab, hit that as well. If you would, get your stuff online, pick it up right in the parking lot. They'll bring it out to you. Or if you want to just walk around the store, pick it up that way, go ahead and do that. They'll even deliver it to your house. Free shipping if it's over $35.
Boom.
So go ahead and do that through the Shop Target tab at the top of WTHpod.com. And we do appreciate you doing that. So thank you. I'll kick out of that. I think the air conditioning guy is still here working. I hope so, because the air conditioning isn't blowing right now. Yep, there he is. That guy's been here for like 4 hours going through. he's bound and determined he's going to fix it. I love that type of stick-to-itiveness. I'm just saying.
It's pretty awesome.
It really is. I appreciate his commitment to getting it right and getting it fixed. So this story made me go, oh, ew. Question, could the poo of elite athletes provide an ingredient to improve physical performance?
White people style. Hmm.
Now, great athletes not only have heart, they have guts. Special guts. Boston Marathon runners and Olympic athletes have higher than usual amounts of Veillonella bacteria in their digestive tract following races. That's according to a new study. When mice consumed that, their treadmill runs were better than those of mice not given the same bacterial diet. That's according to new research published last week in the journal Nature Medicine. Our digestive system is a group of organs that includes the stomach and colon. It harbors nearly 100 trillion bacteria, collectively known as gut microbiome. These bacteria help our bodies break down complex carbohydrates and starches while also producing vitamins and hormones. Now, the gut flora, which collectively weigh up to 4.25 pounds and contain more genes than our actual genome, have escaped observation until recently when scientists began to study and sequence 500 to 1,000 different species of bacteria that inhabit each of us. So no two people have identical microbiomes. The researchers hypothesized for their new study that elite athletes' guts must contain similar bacterial species that help them perform and also recover. So to test their theory, they're analyzing stool samples of 2015 Boston Marathon runners throughout the week before as well as the week after the race to identify possible fluctuations in bacterial species within those things. Now, the post-marathon, the bacteria increased substantially compared to other bacteria in their guts, and the natural function of the bug is to break down lactic acid, which is produced by the body during intense exercise and is known to lead to muscle fatigue and soreness. So that makes sense. If you can keep going longer without being sore, that's perfect. So
white people stop. Just stop. You're not going to live forever.
Well, that's not what this is. This is about getting that little extra thing on the weekend.
That's not what that's about. White people, stop. You're not going to be gods. You're not going to live forever.
Now, let me ask you this, Cream. What if you found every researcher was black?
Huh?
What if you found out every researcher that was doing this was black?
Like, look, you need to stop hanging out with all them goddamn white people.
I don't know. Would it, now the headline is a little misleading because yes, it's in the digestive tract, but it's not, it makes it sound like, oh, you know what happened? If you ate the poo of an elite athlete, you would be better at things.
That's yeah that is what it.
No, it's not what it is. It's not what it is at all.
It's not what it is, but that's the way it comes across.
Right. Well, you just have to understand that you have to look past that.
Right.
There's certain things you can look past. Like I can look past like the idea that it's from poop, but I can't look past somebody that is a Trump supporter. You know what I mean? Like I just have lied, you know.
Yeah.
And I can see past that. You don't have to eat somebody's poop.
Well, thank God for that.
But I do want some of that LeBron James bio meme. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm good.
Not the Kevin Durant stuff.
No. Nah.
No Kevin Durant stuff.
Who wants Kevin Durant stuff?
I don't know.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Now, we talked about this last week, Jason and I did. And it was too late to go, but we have the recap. As more than 1,000 visit Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm in Newport.
Ooh.
That's right. On Saturday, more than 1,000 visitors flocked to Maxwell's Neighborhood Farm in Newport. The dairy farm was packed as guests enjoyed a Vermont-inspired pancake breakfast and took a self-guided tour of the 1,000-cow dairy farm. Now, in its fifth year, the Vermont Breakfast on the Farm aims to connect the public with hardworking dairy farming families like the Maxwell family. 14 educational stations throughout the farm tour helped visitors learn about daily life on the farm. Those stations included a look at sustainable technologies and practices, including their methane digester, which utilizes cow manure, capturing methane gas, turning it into renewable electricity to power the farm and surrounding homes. Guests also saw how farmers safeguard local waters like Lake Memphremagog through the use of protective cover crops, and toured the Maxwell's freestall barns where cows have 24/7 access to fresh food, water, and comfortable beds. Maxwell's Neighborhood Dairy Farm was founded in 1957 by Maurice and Lois Maxwell. They raised four sons on the farm, including Brad, Stuart, Anthony, and Jeffrey. All four brothers chose careers on the farm alongside their parents. Their family farming tradition continued when their grandchildren, Matt Maxwell and Derek LeBlanc, third-generation farmers, joined them on the farm. Now, the fourth generation, the great-grandkids, are now growing up on the family farm as well. Now, Matt Maxwell said the fact that four generations get to be on this farm working together, caring for our cows and land each day, that's a special thing. The family farm now milks nearly 1,000 cows and spans 2,000 acres of corn and hay. The farm is also well known for growing vegetables, their neighborhood greens for local schools and businesses, and a greenhouse warmed by excess heat generated by their methane digester. More than 100 volunteers from across Vermont, many with experience in the dairy industry, joined the farm and their employees to help answer visitor questions. So there you go. 1,000 people turned out.
Well, howdy.
Told you missed out on it.
Well, next year I won't.
Yeah. We'll mark it in the calendar.
Mark it up.
Mark it. Maybe you can do that while your wife is visiting her family.
Mark it up.
Go on and do that. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you for streaming, listening, however you do it. We do appreciate it. Go ahead and tell a friend. And if you would do us a favor and give Darling New Media a follow on a like on Facebook, a follow on Instagram, it would help out the cause a great deal. And if you want to help out the show, go ahead and give us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. So we would love for you to do it now to do that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Monday, we've got grievances. We'll tell you all about those. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.